Yeah.
Like I was looking at like a ton of covers that came out this week, and like I guess I don't have an eye for some people if I haven't read stuff by them. And like I try and look at the signatures, I'm like, oh, maybe it's somebody I know. And like some of them are like really hard to tell like who it is, and it's hard to find the signatures too.
Yeah, I've gotten an eye for like looking at people's signatures and be like, okay, that is Jim Lee or whatever.
I know like Mitch because it's like Mitch,
Yeah, he makes it real easy.
that's easy. And
Like Doc Shaner's is the same way.
Ryan Otley's is like
A dinosaur.
Rotley.
Or no, Stegman's is the dinosaur. Liam Sharp has like a diamond that he does.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like the left side of the diamond's the L and stuff. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
Well, anyway, what are we doing here? Nathan, this is the Trade Readers Podcast. It's a comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week for exactly 2 years this week, Nathan. It's
Yes.
a Trade Winners Anniversary.
I know that. Well,
The actual
it
release
was
date is like April 7th or
April
something,
7th, yeah.
but this is the 104th, so that means like 52 weeks. I think there's a leap year the other year.
Okay, so we were able to like miss one.
So, anyway, that's exciting.
Yeah, very
Good
exciting.
job,
Two
Nathan. Another
whole years. Another
milestone
year.
within a month.
Another year I didn't think we would make.
Exactly.
You sound very excited about our 2 years.
Very excited. If any listeners have been here for 2 years, or if this is your first time
What are you doing?
listening to our podcast, go rate us 5 stars on anything. I think it's all rateable.
I think all of it's
That's still
rateable,
important. We only bring it up like this is the third time we brought it up in 104 episodes.
yeah.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
Not a good ratio,
We're not
no.
going to nag you because I assume that you did it by now.
Yeah, exactly. I assume that you paused the episode right when we asked, went and did it, and came back.
Oh,
If you
you
have
even have
it,
to
do it
keep.
now.
You could do it while it's playing.
Yeah, do it while it's playing too. That's the beauty of technology.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah. And but while you do that, we have a couple different segments on our show. We
Wait,
have the
wait. I'm
news.
Daniel. You're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics.
Yes, and in our different segments, Daniel and Nathan talk about the news. We're talking about comic book news and things that have been happening,
Talk about the book.
which is Moon Knight.
We have
So
back
excited
map.
for Moon Knight this week.
They can read the title of the episode,
I know,
Nathan.
but I'm just so excited. I just like saying it. Okay. The back matter for Moon Knight.
There's back matter in trades, and then we talk about our pull list.
Talk about the comics we read this week and the things that we watched. So let's get into the news, Daniel.
Nathan,
Yes.
DC's at it again with another round robin.
Yeah.
Did you screenshot that?
I not only screenshotted it, but I saved the thread so I can tell you everything that's going on.
Do we know?
Did you vote?
Oh, dude, I didn't even look. No.
Okay.
So do they have the creative team on it?
No.
I just saw Captain Carrot. I'm like, I want that one.
I know, and I honestly, it's going up against a Green Lantern book,
And
and
his best friend Darkseid? What the fuck? That looks
yeah,
awesome.
it's going up against a Green Lantern book, and I want Captain Carrot to win. But so if you don't know, DC Round Robin in 2021 was a thing where they had a bracket for comic books, and you don't really know much about the comic book.
Dude, there's two Green Lantern books. What the fuck?
There's technically three, so I'll go over them. But yeah, there's a bracket of like how many? 16 books. You don't really know much about them. This year they have the titles and a brief description, but we still don't know who's on it as far as like the writer, the artist, inker, all that. So it's still a bit limited and kind of hard to choose. But what I do like about what they did this year is that they didn't include any Batman or Batman adjacent books.
Big
Because
fan.
I did call it last year, and I was like, it's probably either going to be Suicide Squad or Robbins. And it was Robbins that ended up winning. So this year, it seems like they're trying to spice it up a little bit. There is still like Suicide Squad and Justice League, which I think one of those two will ultimately win. But they have some cool ones. So let's talk about all of them. So we got Hawkman and Hawkwoman, the Changeling, going up against Wildcat, Nine Lives.
Oh shit, there's more. Hold on. I don't know about all these.
I'm gonna say all of them right now.
Okay.
Currently leading that one is Wildcat Nine Lives. Let's go. That's one I voted for.
Wildcat, like the boxer?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's
Yeah,
on
he's
his last
awesome.
life. That's the pitch of the book.
Oh.
He's got nine lives and now he's only got one. Next one is The Question's Grand Solution. So I think The Question versus Constantine and the Demon, Vacation from Hell. Constantine is winning that one so far.
Okay.
We have Suicide Squad Dark and Justice League Redacted. Currently, that one winning is Justice League Redacted.
Really? What the fuck? Suicide Dark sounds sick.
It does sound cool, but this is only on Twitter polls. You can also vote at DC Comics on Twitter. There's two C's there. So you can vote yourself there, or you can go to their website where the Round Robin is there, but you have to sign in, so that's kind of shitty. Next round is Firestorm Fourth World Problems, which I think is is a good title. And then Kid Flash, The Speed of Fear. And in this one, it's a reverse Flash molds with parallax. And so, like, there's a Sinestro type thing, and it's, like, kind of Green Lantern-centered, but also with Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, the third, like, Green Lantern book I was referring to. But for that one, the Kid Flash one is winning. Then we have Black Canary, When Canaries Cry, versus Green Lantern, The Light at the End of Forever. And for that one, the Green Lantern one is losing.
So dude, fucking Captain Carrot is losing. That
I know.
Sucks
that's,
ass.
As much as I love Green Lantern and would like to see more Green Lantern books that aren't like the main books.
There's so many.
I want Captain Carrot to win.
Compared to Captain Carrot?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And none where Captain Carrot is friends with Darkseid.
And then we have Ghost Tour from Hell versus Animal Man, The Metamorphosis. And Animal Man is winning by a slim margin, which is surprising. Green Lantern, The Birth of Conspiracy. What I understood from that one is that it's old man John Stewart and against Captain Carrot and his friend Darkseid. And that one's unfortunately losing.
God damn it.
And then we have Superboy, The Man of Tomorrow versus Cyborg, Cyber Gods. And Superboy is winning that one. So I would love to see a lot of these books, honestly. You know, I haven't seen a Wildcat book in forever. I haven't seen like a Question book in forever. Justice League Dark. And
I mean, Jeff Lemire did a Question book like 2 years ago, didn't he?
That's true, yeah. But Firestorm, you know, we haven't seen any love from him.
Dude, everything I'm picking is like fucking losing.
Yeah, basically everything I picked was pretty much losing. So
yeah, because I'm not gonna sign in to vote for this shit.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to hear any or see any of those in print, there's a description if you want to hear more about them. There's some actually really interesting and good ideas in there. I wish I would see all of them, you know, but you can go vote. And then I think next round they'll announce the creators behind it. I think they should have done that right at the get-go, you know. Right from the gate.
I don't know, dude. I still don't like that. It seems just kind of morbid. Be like, do you want a job? You know what I mean? Are you going to get the job? Is your pitch good enough?
So, like, who's putting these pitches together? I assume it's like...
It could be DC Editorial.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
It could, I guess.
But...
Anyway. But I assume that if there was, you know, like the title design and everything, that this is like a pitch that somebody's like put into it, which means that it had like people involved in it. So I don't know, kind of strange that they're doing it this way and doing it again in general. I didn't think they would, but they are, so we'll see who wins.
I just like some fresh ideas, you know.
I know, yeah. So just like, I don't know, whatever. there's a million Batman books coming out right now, so just
sure are.
put one Wildcat book in there.
One Captain Carrot
book. That's all we ask.
I hate him being like a feature in something else. I want his own book.
He deserves his own book.
Talking about his friendship.
Daniel, there's a deleted scene for the Batman where we see the Joker. Did you watch it?
I did.
Pretty fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, I did see it. It seemed pretty good.
He looks like if one of the like Dr. Seuss characters was in a serial killer movie. Dr. Seuss. Did you see his mouth?
No.
Like the ones from
like Whoville?
Yeah, like the Whoville. If one of the Whovilles was like a Joker, that's what he would like. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
So, well, what did you think about the scene in general? Did you like it?
Yeah, the scene seems like good. It like kind of established that, like, if it was in there that, you know, Joker's a thing in the past, we still would still get to see him, but he wouldn't be like the main villain, you know?
Yeah.
He's been dealt with in like year one or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he was kind of like helping in a way.
Yeah. It seems like they're boys a little bit.
Yeah. They're homies. They're so, like,
hey, you were my first.
I think I liked the laugh in that a little bit better.
Yeah.
Than the one that was in the end. And then that would kind of give more context to the Joker being at the end.
Yeah, I think ultimately it'd be better if you just include both of the scenes, or just none of them. Because at the end, with just one, it kind of feels weird and out of place, you know?
Yeah, I think it was cool that they, like, blurred out his face, because they're like, this guy's not the bad guy, don't worry about it kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and part of me kind of wishes in there, but then the other part of me, the stronger part of me, like, wants, like, no Joker in it at all.
Yeah.
Because we're good, you know?
I agree. I think we're good, you know?
We got to do what the people want. Get the big bucks in there.
Yeah, get the Joker in there. Get the people in the seats.
Right.
But, yeah, I understand why they cut it as well, because it's just like, this guy likes you. And then that's it. That's all you get from that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's already a long movie.
Yeah, so it kind of takes away from, like, the reveal. Like, when Riddler's talking to him in the cell, that he thought they were, like, on the same side kind of thing. So, which I kind of like it, how it played out.
Yeah. It's interesting in general that they just released it. So, it seems like they're pretty confident that they're going to be doing this. Because at first, it was like, the movie comes out, and Matt Reeves or whatever was like, I don't know if he'll be in the next one. But assuming that they release this, they'll probably gauge the attention that it gets, and then they'll be like, yeah,
it's a Joker. Mostly the reception's been, like, positive.
Yeah, I think so.
And then the fact that it's, like, just a deleted scene, we can, like, get an idea if, like, that'll be the final form kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or not. I think it seemed, like, kind of messy, but, you know, the Joker's not necessarily a clean, super clean-cut guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it was good stuff. I like seeing it.
Daniel, The Passageway, the Bone Orchard Mythos book from Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino comes out June 15th.
Did we not know that before?
We knew that it was happening. We didn't know when.
Nathan, you know what else happens in June? Or did you have more to say about that?
I don't have more to say.
Umbrella Academy Season 3.
Really?
Comes out June 3rd.
Holy shit.
I know.
That's awesome. I did not know that.
We don't even have a trailer, Nathan.
We don't.
It's like
3 months away.
2 months away.
That's May. Basically 2 months away.
Because by the time this comes out, it'll be like 2 months and 2 days away.
Holy shit. That's so awesome.
We got like a very, very quick glimpse of it. Like it was like a teaser, I guess. That was like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And yeah, nothing else about it.
That's cool. I'm very happy with when I watched that show because I watched it like late last year. So it doesn't feel like I've been waiting too long.
Yeah, same.
But when did season 2 come out? It was like 3 years ago, wasn't it? 2 years ago?
2019, probably.
Okay.
So, I'm just like, was that during or before the pandemic?
Actually, I think I was living with you when it first came out. And you're like, I loved that first episode. Something like that.
Maybe. I can't remember, but...
Daniel, I don't know if you saw today, but the FaZe Clan and Batman team-up book came out today.
There's a FaZe Clan... Like the Twitch streamers or whatever?
Yeah. The esports company FaZe Clan and Batman came out with a book.
The one that like Snoop Dogg is on?
Yes. He's invested. Oh yeah, he is in. He's on like it now. He's on
actually,
the book.
He's actually really fucking good at like Call of Duty.
He's just a funny streamer.
Yeah.
In general. Because there was like a time where he was playing Madden and he would stream for weeks with no audio. And people are always, they're constantly telling him in the chat, no audio. There's no audio.
Yeah.
He doesn't read the chat. He's just like pushes the stream on and then he plays the game and he rages at the game, but there's no audio. So people are just like, there's no audio. I can't hear anything, Snoop.
I saw some clip of him at like some, you know, competition or whatever. And some like commentator was asking like how he felt about the loss. He's like, how the fuck do you think I feel?
I love that dude. He's like too rich to like fail, you know? So
yeah, it's like,
he can do anything.
It, cause like people are on those teams because they have like viewership.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're like, already a celebrity and just start doing that thing, people watch you for, I don't know, for gaming and for your music and shit like that.
Yeah. So FaZe Banks was like on there and a couple other FaZe people. I don't know them too well. Maybe Nick Merckx.
Were they
I don't know.
In this book or something?
They're like talking to Batman. Yeah. So anyway,
does this come out in print?
Yeah, it was in print today. I think I said it was.
Did you buy
before.
It?
I did not buy it. No, okay. I just looked through it cause I was like, no, I forgot about this. But anyway, I was going to lead that in with how the gap between games and comics is closing or whatever. But anyway, the news that I wanted to bring up is that if you own Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, you will get 3 free months of Marvel Unlimited, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
The Marvel subscription thing.
Yeah.
So if you already have it, redeem 3 months, read some cool comics. They have those like unlimited like scroller comics on there that I've been wanting to read.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be coming to print anyway, but I could tell. I picked up one of the books that's supposed to be like an unlimited scroller came out in print today and I picked it up.
Oh, cool.
It was the Declan Shelby one on X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Hickman and Shalvey on X-Men, and it was like a Wolverine story.
Yeah, in space. It was like X Forever or something, or Legacy, something like that.
Like Latitude,
I think. Latitude, yeah.
I picked that up. It's great. I just been on a big Declan Shalvey week because we did Moon Knight or whatever.
Yeah, I just listened to the his Stegman episode.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's like super Irish. Yes.
He has, yeah. Yeah,
and like is. For some reason, I don't know why, probably like gangster movies, but I just assume like when you have an Irish accent, you're going to be mean or something. I don't know, but he's like really nice.
He's super nice, yeah.
Just like the accent sounds mean to me, I guess. I don't know.
That's so bad.
But anyway.
So yeah, if you have Game Pass, you can read some comics.
Because like that episode was like old enough to where like Marvel offered me something with a writer that I couldn't say no to. Because he was going to do something else, I guess.
So it was probably Hickman.
Probably the Hickman thing. So.
That's cool.
Because I looked it up. I'm like, what's the last thing he did? And then it was that.
Yeah. I think before this, he was... Well, he's like writing Time Before Time, but he also did like a Hulk one-shot as well that he wrote and drew. So yeah, it was probably Hickman. Because to my understanding, that's the person that he's been working with.
Right.
So, you know, Ezra Miller got arrested.
For what?
He got arrested in Hawaii for...
Did he punch a waitress or something?
Actor arrested on Hawaii Island after incident at a karaoke bar.
That sounds like something Ezra Miller would get mixed up in.
Yeah.
They don't like his cover of like Dancing Queen or something.
According to the police, the arrest stemmed from an incident at a karaoke bar along Silver Street. Miller was allegedly yelling obscenities and he became agitated when people began singing karaoke. At one point, police say
I understand.
He grabbed the microphone from a 23-year-old woman who was mid-song and later lunged at a 32-year-old man playing darts. So he got arrested. He paid bail. But
dude, that guy is like a loose end. Like,
what is going on with him?
He's a...
Ezra Miller managed... I saw this tweet. Ezra Miller managed to play The Flash in 4 movies and 2 TV shows and has now won an Oscar based on his performance and got arrested before The Flash movie comes out.
Wait, what Oscar-winning performance?
There was like the... Well, you didn't win an Oscar, but at the Oscars, they had like the fan favorite moment or whatever. And it was that moment where he goes in the Speed Force during Justice League, the Snyder Cut.
Okay, whatever.
So I just thought that was funny because that movie's been coming out for so long.
Yeah.
I also saw that both Grant Gustin and Ezra Miller were cast as The Flash the same month in like 2014. And now The Flash has 9 seasons and his movie hasn't even come out.
Holy, no way.
That's like an actual thing that happened. That
can't be right.
It was like Ezra Miller first. No, Grant Gustin first, I think, and then Ezra Miller just like a little bit later. And now The Flash has multiple seasons.
That's fucking crazy. And then he's been in like that show.
He has been in that show. Yeah, that's one of the shows he was on. Yep.
That's nuts. Anyway.
So absolutely crazy. What else we got?
Aiden, Suicide Squad game has been delayed till spring 2023. They don't want me to have anything.
I know. Sucks. Well, you got Lego Star Wars coming out pretty soon.
Sure do. 420, baby.
420.
Anyway.
Think that's everything for me.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Sad news. Today, Bruce Willis announces his retirement from acting.
That's so sad.
Yeah. He actually, it is sad because...
What are they going to do with the Glassiverse? Or the... what is,
it's was done. Everyone was dead.
No?
Everyone dies in Glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Retiring from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like a serious like kind of thing.
Jesus.
Which is a language disorder caused by brain damage that affects a person's ability to communicate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. He's in superhero movies like Unbreakable and Glass. And like...
Those are the only two.
He was in a comic book property called Red.
Oh, that's true.
Retired Extremely Dangerous.
Yeah.
He was also in Sin City.
Oh, yeah. He's been in tons of comic book things.
Tons of comic book things. Are you
not a comic book thing, but he was in Over the Hedge, I found out, when I lost a bet to you.
Yeah, dude. Who did you think it was?
Jason Bateman.
No, dude. Absolutely Bruce Willis. Because that's like... That's
I didn't know Bruce Willis could be that charismatic.
That's his best voice acting performance ever.
Does he have other voice acting performance?
I'm sure somewhere. I'm pretty sure he's been Bruce Willis in other things.
He
was... Just as Bruce Willis. But anyway, that was shitty to see.
Yeah.
Say what you will about... You know, his little air projects, but still a legend.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Are you kidding? Pulp Fiction, he's great in.
Pulp Fiction.
Die Hard.
What's that one? The one Fifth Element?
Yeah. Is he in 12 Monkeys?
Sure is.
Yeah, love that one. Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge again?
Over the Hedge again. Not Over the Hedge 2. I don't think they made that.
Over the Hedge is a video game.
Cop Out with Tracy Morgan.
I like that movie.
I think it was good.
We don't have to go through his...
Oh, he's in G.I. Joe. They make comics of that.
Oh, yeah. G.I. Joe. Yeah, he was Joe or whatever. Oh,
man.
He's in the second one.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So, dude, I had...
Wish him well.
So, before this news, I had like a dumb idea for like a podcast. I know you would never do it for me because I don't think either of us have the time. But we could do a podcast where each week we watch one of his movies, you know?
It's Bruce Willis specifically.
Bruce Willis specific movies. He was in 8 last year. Did you know that?
What's 8?
8 movies.
Eight movies last year?
He was in 8 movies last year.
I thought you were saying he was in the movie 8.
No, he had 8 individual movies just last year.
He almost...
Do you know which
one
ones
month.
He was in? Yeah, no. So it's just all these like little things. And they've all gotten terrible reviews, things like that. And so it would be called Yes We Willis. And just watch like a different thing and review it and just talk about how good or bad it is.
It's like Mic Check.
Yeah, like Mic Check. But it's Yes We
With
Willis.
Mike Myers. That would be fun.
I think so too.
I don't have the time, but I would love to hear you talk about that.
I don't like those podcasts where it's just one guy just talking to the wall.
Well, find whatever. Somebody else. Get Dom.
He might. Anyway, Nathan, last bit of news from me. We got a date for the Game of Thrones prequel called House of the Dragons. Comes out August 21st.
Neat.
Sarah had no idea there was a sequel series or a prequel series, and she fucking loves the show.
Is it about Daenerys?
It's about like her family, yeah, the Targaryen family.
That sounds cool.
Probably more about Aegon Targaryen, the Mad King.
Don't know who that is.
Yep.
Didn't watch the show.
I know you didn't. Maybe a little Rhaegar action. Who knows? We'll see.
Love Rhaegar.
Rhaegar. Love that guy. Anyway, Nathan, any more news from you?
Kelly Clarkson changed her name.
To what?
Kelly Brienne.
Why? Like Brienne of Tarth? Also on Game of Thrones?
Changed her middle name to her last name. I just got clickbaited because I was exiting Google and I just saw that. So we can cut that out though if you want.
The show is called The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Well, now it's not.
Now it's the Kelly Brienne Show?
It's still her middle name.
Right, but like, why? You already have a name for yourself. Why change it?
I don't know.
Ask her. She's not Prince. Anyway.
She can come on the pod.
She's not Puff Daddy.
Yeah, true. Daniel, let's get into the book that we read this week.
Let's do it. What did we read? We read...
Moon Knight from the Dead is what the trade is called. It's written by Warren Ellis. The artist is Declan Shalvey. The color artist is Jordi Belair. Letterer is Chris Heliopoulos. He sneaks in again.
Ah, there he is.
The letter that always comes in.
My good man.
And this book is fucking unbelievably so good in my mind. What did you think of it, Daniel?
Got lots of things to say, Nathan.
Like what?
I loved it. But
it's great.
I'm a big fan of the covers.
Covers are great.
Iconic
yeah.
covers. Those Easily. Things would poke out from the back of a comic store.
They got me.
Yeah.
I like started reading comics right when this came out in like 2014.
Top notch. Because they weren't just like panels blown up to one page. You know what I mean?
They were like minimalist, but like big and like just they look right. Like, even this first one with Moon Knight's eyes.
They really pop, Nathan.
Yeah, they really pop. It's awesome.
The backgrounds in this book are like insane.
They are. Yep.
Really took a lot of time looking at those.
Incredible coloring.
Yeah, coloring was awesome. Like I love how there was like no coloring on Moon Knight. It was just like some blacks and stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the like most distinguishing parts of the book. And it's just like he's so bright. He pops on the page. He's always like, you know, the center of focus. Mm-hmm. But it's also kind of funny how incredible the coloring is for the book too.
Yeah.
For everything outside of Moon Knight, it's done so well.
Yeah, just like his design is like awesome.
Yeah.
And everything. I like how like this trade, I don't know if it's like this for the whole series, but it's like an anthology. Like every issue is like
kind of like a one shot.
New mystery. Yeah, it's like a one shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like because of that, the whole trade was like swift as fuck. I felt like I read this in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can definitely speed through it, but there's like so much that's happening like on the page that and you're just like I find myself reading this like I get into like a rhythm and they're very good at like leading your eye. And while I'm reading it, I'm like, I fucking love this. And then I'm like, but why do I love it? So I go back and I'm like, this part's cool. This part's cool. This part's cool. Like, it's just so,
yeah.
So elegantly made.
The only thing is that, you know, I don't think I really learned anything about Moon Knight from this. You know, I don't know if a ton of things will like, surely what it looks like will be inspiration for the show, but I don't know if there's any like story beats that they're going to take from this. But, like, a part of me was expecting, like, origin kind of stuff, explanation. Like, I don't even know where why he has so much money.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know why he has so much money?
Depends on the run.
This one.
In this one, no idea. I can't remember.
Really?
It's not explained in like this trade, but...
Do they get into like origin and stuff like that later?
I want to say they do because Moon Knight has like the Mark Spector, Stephen Grant, and Jake Lockley like personas of his. And one of them in like the Lemire run, for instance, he's like an actor. He's like a big actor. So he's got big actor money. Mm-hmm. And so like that's what he's able to, why he's able to fund it. I think after this trade though, it does go more into like storytelling things rather than just like kind of one-off cases that Moon Knight and Mr. Knight's handling, you know?
Like if I was, you know, reading like anything and I knew enough about the character, then I would just love this sort of format for it, you know? But I guess as far as like my first Moon Knight exposure, it was just strange for me.
Yeah.
But still enjoyed the shit out of it. This is comics that I like, you know what I mean?
I think this book is like probably my favorite like action comic.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because it's done so well. And like you can tell that it's done just so well when you're reading it. Mm-hmm. It just feels very fluid. You know what's going on. You know where everybody is. And like the design aspects of it, the compositions are just so fun to look at. So let's get into it.
Alrighty, Nathan.
So for the notes for this one, we kind of talked about this. I'm not going as detailed. It's kind of more just like a 1,000-foot view of the book. And we'll talk about individual moments that we like in general. So it's not going to be as wordy as far as like what's going on in the issue.
Sure.
So in this first one, basically Moon Knight's in New York. And he's working with the cops as Mr. Knight, which is his like civilian persona. And he's investigating a moita.
He's a moita.
A moita.
In a self-driving limo.
Yeah, he's got a self-driving limo.
A Moon Knight limo.
This is the first time we see the Mr. Knight suit, which is his all-white suit. You know, you got the vest, you got the jacket.
This is the first time this has ever come up.
This is, he's been in a white suit before, but this is like where it got popularized.
Oh, okay.
Like this design element is what like, this run is what popularized this for sure.
Okay.
And the idea is that the cops aren't working with Moon Knight, and they're working with a concerned citizen named Mr. Knight, who just happens to wear all this white, you know? It's not illegal to wear all that white.
Detective Flint is kind of like his Gordon. I know we're not supposed to... Probably shouldn't just compare it to Batman.
This feels very different from Batman, though.
Because of what he is, but yeah.
Because I think that was like a criticism before, like back in like the David Finch era and beyond. It's just like, he's just a Marvel Batman, but he's white, you know?
I think that was kind of what they were thinking, though.
I think that was. And then so when they decide they want to, you know, differentiate him, they gave him a bit of like a crazier, I guess, thing to work with like dissociative identity disorder and like all these things. And he's got different outfits for when he's a civilian or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the design of it is incredible. And the effect of just no shading on it, really, it's just like it's all white. And then you got like the inks on there, it really makes him pop. And the whole thing is that he likes to have the criminals see him coming.
Yeah, that's why he's all white.
Yeah, which is why this part fits really well with it.
He like thinks the murderer of this case like is escaping into the sewers.
Yeah.
So he goes down there.
And he goes to find the killer, and the killer is an injured SHIELD agent deemed not fit for duty after an IED explosion. And so they fight, and we get some pretty cool scenes there.
He's like he Frankenstein himself to make him more fit.
Yeah, he like is murdering people to steal their organs.
Yeah.
And then like implements that in himself, and he's like, "See, I'm fit for duty now."
Yeah.
I really like this page where he's descending down into like the sewers, and he's going like across different levels where you see like a subway, and then below that there's some people like at a trash can fire and stuff like that. I think that's a lot of fun.
So, does he have a moonerang? Is that what we should call that?
They're called crescent darts.
I don't know, man.
It's not they. If they called it a moonerang, then it's just like this is just Batman, you know?
Sure is.
But no, this is a crescent dart. So there's not exactly.
So
like
he
a
stabs
fight.
Him with it.
Yeah, there's not exactly a fight because Moon Knight hits him with one of these crescent darts, and he's like slowly bleeding out, but he's not feeling it as he's talking to Moon Knight. But what's also crazy about this is that we see Moon Knight actually throw the dart, and we see the dart in his side. But it's not really something that's mentioned until like a couple pages later. So when he does mention it and you go to look at it later, it's there, which I think is a super fun way to just like, it's just so clever and fun because it's definitely not something that you would notice normally if you were just reading it. And then when it's pointed out, you go back and it's there and you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah. And did this hand bother you on page 22?
I did not see that, no.
But now that you see it, does it bother you?
Let me go to it real quick.
We love Declan Shelby, but it's just like...
Not too much. I feel like if you're grasping something, it could look like that.
I suppose, yeah. So it just popped out for me. Anyway.
There's a line in here where Moon Knight says, I died before. It was boring, so I stood up. And I feel like that goes so hard.
That's the most gangster thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Especially like when it's like a close-up on his eyes, and since he's white, like blends into the rest of the page.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of really sick examples of just using negative space.
For to his advantage.
Just to make it look like him.
Yeah. And there's a really... Something that Declan Shelby does throughout the run is he keeps like a center of focus. And when he doesn't, he has two elements. He uses like a lot of horizontal panels throughout this run. Mm-hmm. And so he keeps like a center of focus on the middle of the page. But when Moon Knight's not in the middle of the page, or whatever character is supposed to be the focus, they'll either be on the left or the right. But there's a second element that'll be on the opposite side. So that keeps like balance for the page. There's a really great video on YouTube called... The channel is called Strip Panel Naked. And he does...
Nice. Good name.
He does like comics analysis of books that are way beyond anything that I could ever fathom. But it's so interesting to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
It's by Hassan Oatsmane Elhow, who's a letterer now for books. He's a letterer on What's the Furthest Place From Here.
Oh.
He has a sick YouTube channel.
Sweet.
And he actually talked to Declan Shelby about this. And it's a really interesting way to look at the book. But I definitely recommend checking that out. It's only like 5 minutes. But yeah, after this fight, we... have a scene where Mark Spector goes to like meet his doctor, and it turns into like this really freaky and spiritual like trip, because the doctor believes that he was actually raised from the dead by Khonshu, and like he just kind of goes into like this crazy, like, I don't know.
So in this, I picked up like that the therapist thinks he's got brain damage and not DID.
Yeah. And so that's always been a thing with Moon Knight as well, is that you don't really, you're supposed to kind of keep the reader guessing of whether he's just got brain damage or mentally ill in some case, or if he's actually been chosen by the moon god Khonshu to be the herald, basically.
Yeah.
So I think that happens really... I think that they do that pretty well here, because when the doctor says that, everything goes dark for Mark Spector, and it seems like he's kind of freaking himself out. And then obviously the next page, he's just like laying on a bunch of skulls and stuff. So it's like, is this happening in his mind? Or what's going on here? So that's kind of like the idea, I think, behind that.
Right. So who's this like bird skull head dude? Is that Khonshu?
That's Khonshu.
Okay.
How sick does that look?
Very freaky. I like it.
Yeah. Super cool. And like his house is just filled with like cobwebs, mm-hmm. and like the furniture has like tarps over it and shit. So it's like this guy isn't enjoying where he's living, you know?
Yeah.
Like what he does is just be Moon Knight. And then when he's home, he like talks to Khonshu. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's issue one. Issue two, this one's one of my favorites as well, because in this issue, there's a sniper that is like gradually assassinating 8 people over 8 pages. And he's like about to act on assassinating a 9th and final victim until Moon Knight flies in to like fight him. But it's such a creative way to start the issue, because it's like an 8 panel layout, like a 2x4. Mm-hmm. And each page, one of the people in those panels gets sniped. And then when they are sniped on the next page, their panel's just blank.
Or yeah,
like there's not even a panel there.
Then when they're sniped, like the whole thing's red.
Yeah,
I didn't pick up that like
that was happening.
The same panel is used for the same person, you know.
When did you pick it up?
When you just said it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think was just like, I remember that blonde girl.
Yeah, I think it's like supposed to be like that, because I remember when I was first reading it, I got to like the 6th person, and I'm like, oh shit, they're all disappearing.
Yeah, you know? I picked up on that. Like, I understood what was happening.
And then you, like, go back, and you can, like, you can, if you want to, read each individual scenario.
Yeah.
But, like, you can read the top left one for, like, 8 pages until that person gets sniped, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting way to, like, use the comics medium.
Yeah.
Like, this book really does, it uses, like, all the tools in, like, the comics arsenal to really make it stand out.
For sure.
So I really enjoy this, and it's cool, you know, seeing someone's head get blown off in a Marvel comic book, because you don't see that all the time.
We love it. Lots of blood.
So yeah, we see Moon Knight fly in on his like on his drone or whatever, and he's wearing the redesign for Moon Knight as well. So he doesn't normally look like that, but it's very crescent based.
This is hard.
Yeah, it goes fucking pretty hard, because normally he's just like in all white, but Declan here decided to make a a design that is very focused on white, but has like the black elements as well.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool.
Dude, like.
And I like how abstract he goes with the cape.
His fucking cape is so sick.
It's so good. Like, I just love how much it sticks out from the page, especially when it's like nighttime. Mm. And like, he goes like really abstract with the cape. Like when he's first flying in with it, and it takes up like a ridiculous amount of the page.
Yeah.
It's super cool. Or when he's just like a far away shot and he's just like a little white spot and you're like, that's Moon Knight. He's coming.
Yeah.
So the sniper and Moon Knight get into a fight and Moon Knight chases him for a bit. And the sniper ends up being like a special ops guy that was abandoned in a foreign country after the group that hired him didn't need him anymore. So he was like stranded there. But when he got out of that, he found those 9 people that basically hired him in the first place. He found out that they're all in other like jobs now. And so he wanted revenge.
Evan, did you catch the moon cheeks?
I did not see any moon cheeks.
Look here.
Oh my God. Look at the moon cheeks. They're crescent cheeks. Is what they're
crescent
called.
Cheeks.
Dude, I didn't notice that.
Dude, the absolute donk on this guy.
I mean, he's running around all the time. He's got to have some, he's got to have a donk.
He got some moon cakes on him.
That's love the moon cakes. Yeah, that's one of the tools in his arsenal for distracting the enemy.
Yeah, dude, see that when you do the panel view, those are just right in your face. And I couldn't even see what was happening in the panel.
Like, what is going on?
It was just covered up by his cheeks.
That's so funny.
I love how you never notice these things, but I'm like, I need to write this down.
I feel like I normally notice the booty when it's like out there. But yeah, this one's like, it's a little bit more subtle, but you still picked it up. And I'm glad that you did, because now I love this run even more.
Yeah, I know.
I like how the sniper guy has like a zip line attachment to the sniper where like you can shoot out the back of it and out the front of it. And it just creates like a zip line.
Yeah, just through the gun or whatever.
What I don't understand is that the zip line attaches to a window, but he's also shooting through that same window to get through the window. So I'm like, how does that work?
Yeah. I love this, the bottom of this page here, how like his cape just makes up like half of the panel and it's just white.
It just shows like such fast movement, you know. It's like, obviously it's not like the realistic sizing of it, but the fact that he does that, it just makes you think that everything's moving so quick.
Because I like when like not the whole page is used. Yeah, and I think this is a great way to do that rather than just having some background behind him. Just make it look like he's got a gigantic cape.
Yeah, exactly. We also see like his Moon Knight baton thing that's also a grappling hook. So that's pretty cool. And then at the end of the fight, the 9th person like just comes in on the elevator and he shoots him at gunpoint, and he kind of like explains why
he's like
doing
the last survivor and stuff like that. Yeah.
But, just like the whole pacing and everything of this chase, it just feels so fun. And you know where they are, you know, at every single point. Like, and all the parts that are supposed to move quick, there's like no background, but when they move to a different spot, there's like an establishing background there, and then they're back into more action. But when there's no background, it makes it easier for your eyes to move faster, so you think that it's like quicker action.
Yeah,
so I just think that he does everything super well here. Very fun.
Yep,
such a kick-ass issue. And it feels short because like half of it is people getting sniped. So
yeah,
so you're like, oh, okay. So there's like, you know, maybe 15 pages of just action, and then you're done.
Yeah,
it's easy. Issue 3. There's like some punk rock looking ghosts in New York that are terrorizing some civilians. So Moon Knight,
this is fun.
This is a lot of fun. I like this concept a lot. But it's like this biker gang or whatever, and they're terrorizing some people in New York. So Moon Knight goes to check it out and he gets his ass beaten.
He can't punch them, but they can punch him.
Yeah, which is fun because that's not like explicitly explained, but like, Moon Knight punches.
How is he gonna fix this?
I know, it's crazy. It's so fun. Like, he punches through this guy and he's like, shit, that didn't work, but the ghost can punch him in the head and he slams his head into like the hood of the moon car, whatever you want to call it.
The limousine?
He's not in the limousine here.
Oh, he wasn't in the limousine?
He's in like a normal car.
That looks like the limousine.
Oh, no, it is the limousine. Yeah, you're right. Also, some of the hardest pages in this book is just like the Marvel Comics Presents pages.
Yeah.
And it's just like Marvel Comics presents, like you see like the license plate of his limousine and it just says Spectre, which I love.
SPKTR.
But it's so cool. It's like
the thing that
I love those pages.
Like, going back to the covers, like half of the cover is just like, it just says Moon Knight on
it. I know,
but
it's genius, you know? It's awesome.
It's not even like a very creative like title, but like one of the O's is like a crescent moon,
and you're like, I love this.
I'm like, this looks sick.
It does. It looks so good.
You think
it's so fun? Like this book is just fun to look at.
Unless like Moon Knight was like at the front of like every comics rack, you don't really see what book it is because normally they put the title at the top so you can see it from other ones.
Ash is like the only one that I've seen do that.
Really?
Because even at we went to Tornado Comics,
right?
You can see the whole cover there.
That's true.
Samurai does the same thing. They have like a rack or like a bunch of shelves, and you just like stand the comics up.
That's true. But I think like the purpose that they normally design for that is to, like, is for that reason, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But
anyway.
So pretty fun. So after the failed fight, Mark goes back to his house, and Khonshu shows up, gives him a little pep talk, and he's like, you have all this shit in your basement. Why don't you just go look through there? And so Khonshu has him put on some, like, ancient Khonshu-inspired armor that he's been collected, that's been collected from, like, Egypt.
Dude, it's like Moon Knight samurai outfit that
Moon Knight
he's got.
Samurai Khonshu. And it's fucking unbelievable.
So sick.
Like, I love how he goes from, like, sort of a more simplistic design, which is, like, a couple crescents, or with Mr. Knight, it's just, like, a suit. And then this one's a heavily detailed samurai armored suit with a fucking sick mask.
Then he can just crack some heads real quick.
Yeah. Also, I love the lettering of Khonshu. He's just, like, the super dark black, but it also looks, like, Egyptian, almost, because there's, like, some dots that are under some of the letters.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy that a lot. But
it's a black and ghosty bubbles, speech yeah. bubbles.
And so, yeah, this design gets me bricked up for sure. And so I just love the build up too, to like the first punch. It's just like you see him drop down. You see the sweet new outfit, and he winds up a punch. And then the next page is like a huge splash page where he's like killing this ghost. There's like a ghost blood, you know?
Yeah.
His like whole face cracks in half. It's crazy.
I'd see how they get away with this because it's like not red or anything.
Yeah.
When it comes to Marvel
like,
stuff.
That's there's nothing. He's yeah. wet. He's not even real.
Just a little ghosty blood. No big deal.
And then it elevates even more and he pulls out like brass knuckles, which is crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's just so fun. Like it just like keeps elevating more and more and you're like, oh, this shit's so good. So he's able to push the ghosts back to like their origin point, which is some like a abandoned store. And it's got a bunch of, like, dead biker gang members. And one of which, it's pretty clear that he killed the rest of the gang members and then killed himself mm-hmm. is what happened. But that's all kind of, like, up to your perspective, I guess, because it's not really like, explicitly told. But there's biker members, like, bunched up in the corner and they all have bullet holes in, like, their skull. And then one guy's just kind of, like, kneeling down and he's killed himself, you know? But, and then those ghosts end up being contained in a box, which Moon Knight just throws in the river.
Yeah, it's like a music box, I guess, or something.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, you kind of have to, like, think about it, and you have to really look at what's going on to know kind of what happened, but I like how they do that. They do a lot of show, don't tell, you know?
I guess one of the bikers was named Johnny, and, yeah. like, there's an inscription that says, Johnny be good.
Which I think Johnny's the one that killed the rest and then Probably. Killed himself, yeah. So pretty cool.
Do you know what Johnny Be Good is in reference to, Nathan?
No.
It's a song by Chuck Berry.
Who's that?
His song was in at the end of Back to the Future when Marty McFly starts playing the guitar.
Yeah.
It's like the rock and roll song in like the 50s.
And, yeah. and he's like, you're not ready
too much for
that
people.
Yet. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that.
So a little deep cut.
Yeah, a little deep cut. Love that.
Anyway.
I like at the end of each issue, there's just like a little crescent there.
Ah,
it's just like a fin.
It's like a the end.
Kind yeah, of. The end kind of.
Nathan,
yes.
Issue four. We're at Odenberger.
Odenberger, yeah. The famous Manhattan restaurant.
Odenberger.
Everybody's wearing an eye patch, which is good. So Moon Knight picks up this dude named Dr. Skelton, and he's helping him out with like a strange phenomenon that he's dealing with, where his patients are all sharing the same dream and then going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "This is impossible to all share the same dream. I study sleep." And he's like, you know, that's yeah. really being hammered home. So Mr. Knight decides that he wants to go into sleep himself to face whatever issue this is head on. He wants to see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So Moon Knight goes on like this crazy abstract dream adventure.
Super trippy.
It's awesome. Like the dream state is very creative and tons of like insane coloring. This was clearly like a moment for Jordi Belair to just like go as fucking wild as you want, you know? And it looks super cool. And like some of the designs of the pages that like when he's like exploring the dream world are like overgrown with like mushrooms and stuff. So oh, yeah. It's a very trippy state. And some pages, like, you don't even know what's going on until like later. But there's one page that has like a skull that's being overgrown with mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And you figure out what that is later. But yeah, just like this whole dream state sequence is so cool. And it's cool to see Moon Knight still just being like a white figure amongst all of it.
Yeah.
So after waking up, he pieces together that there's a dead body under the hardwood floor that the doctor put there after an experiment posted on Craigslist went wrong and the patient died in his dreams.
Yeah.
And I guess the other patients were picking that up because the original patient zero, whatever, had like fungus growing on his brain from a condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the other patients were like breathing in his dreams, which is why they're all having the same dream.
Right.
Also there's like this creature in like the dream state. I have no idea what that is, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's why the other patients were saying is sharing the same dream and Moon Knight just beats him up.
Mm-hmm.
But at first when Moon Knight wakes up, you don't really know that the doctor did all that shit.
Yeah.
And so you just see Moon Knight wake up and he like just appears crazy because he's like attacking the doctor. Mm-hmm. But then it's actually just him beating up the doctor.
For what he did, yeah.
For what he did, which I think is funny. And I was like, he's just trying to help, you know? And but Moon Knight just like punches him into the ground and like slams his head on the desk and shit. Such a good scene. But I like the resolution to the story, which is like it like solves a mystery and it's like, damn, that's fucked up. So it's cool.
Right. Daniel, issue 5, Nathan.
Issue 5, Daniel.
This is my favorite one.
This issue really cements this whole run as like my favorite action comic.
Mm.
Have you seen The Raid?
No, have you?
Yeah, it's great.
Have you seen The Raid 2?
No, I haven't, but I've seen the finale action scene.
Oh yeah, me too.
On YouTube, where he's like in the kitchen.
Maybe I haven't then.
Oh.
I saw one that was in like a hotel hallway or something.
With two people?
Yeah.
And they have like a hammer or whatever?
Probably.
Yeah, that one's good. But this issue reminds me of The Raid, because basically Mr. Knight pulls up to a building that he heard has a kidnapped girl in there. So he finds out what floor she's on and then proceeds to just have one big action scene where he beats up the goons in the building one by one.
Just walking up the stairs, knocking out more people.
Yeah, and that's basically like The Raid, too. I don't know which one came out first or doesn't really even really matter.
Probably the first Raid.
Yeah, but it's really cool because when he first walks in, it like establishes Moon Knight in like the middle there. And you can count like there's six floors or whatever. And you're like, okay, he's just got to make his way up all of them. But like the action is just so fluid here. Like there's not a whole lot of dialogue in this at all, really. It's just like setting the stage and then it's just Moon Knight beating up people for like the rest of the issue. And it's just fun to read and like the pacing is immaculate. And Declan Shelby's like really smart with when he like chooses to include backgrounds here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, it's not hard to grasp that he's in a building, but when there is action, there's no backgrounds and he's just hitting people and like smacking them out of the panel and stuff like that. So it's just really fun. And then as he's like going up the stairs and everything, he's using all of like his equipment. So he kind of just goes from being Mr. Knight, all nice and good looking. And then by the end, he's like lost his baton because it got shot at. He's like lost his suit jacket because he had to like cover that with somebody's head and push him off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool seeing like the progression of Mr. Knight and how like just tired he is by the time he gets to where he's trying to go.
I like towards the end, he like rolls up his sleeves and then his arms are colored and shaded and shit
which
like
is
that.
So good.
But the rest of his body isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. When he loses his jacket, he like walks up the stairs and like rolls up his sleeves, which is super fun. but I also like when he's like fighting the three goons on whatever floor he's on, it's really easy to tell like what's going on because like he catches one person's fist and he like twists it, but you can see him going in to like block the punch. And then the next page is him like twisting it and then starting to go after the other guy.
Yeah.
I feel like the moments like those, it's just so easy to follow. Like you don't have to think about it very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You can fill in the gaps really well.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can visualize this in your head. I like how he throws a crescent dart in one dude's shoe while he's on the stairs and he just falls down and just cracks his head.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy didn't try very hard. So he manages to get to the fifth floor or whatever, and he gets the girl. And he has to, like, stop the man that's holding her at gunpoint. And he basically just uses the logic, like, if you kill her, I'll just kill you. you know, so might as well just not. So yeah. He convinces him to not kill her, and then he just knocks him out. And then there's like a last guy that runs to the roof, and then Moon Knight just has like his drone crash into that guy. And then he seems pretty fucking dead, but Moon Knight's like, tell your friends, you know?
Yeah, like there's a lot of blood here.
He looks the most dead out of everybody. Like you're throwing people off like three stories or whatever. They're probably alive. But yeah. This guy you definitely killed because you had a whole military grade piece of equipment just crash on him.
I was like really convinced by him like talking down like that last guy. I'm like, oh, he's just going to like let him go. That's good. And then he just knocks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Like anyway.
Yeah. I really like this panel, like before he gets the girl, he's like, he sees the guy running off to the roof and he's got like this bloody baseball bat that he gets from the fight and he's just dragging it like along the wall. So you see like blood stains kind of being dragged against the wall.
Mm.
And I think that's really sinister looking.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's pretty cool.
That's like the issue.
That's yeah, pretty much the issue.
It's good shit.
He's just telling that guy like, hey, tell your friends to run away if you see me. So now issue 6. So this issue's, it kind of like calls back to the first issue where Mr. Knight's meeting with Detective Flint. But there's one cop there named Ryan that's suspicious of Moon Knight, you know, working with the cops. And then Ryan has like his own little origin where basically since he's been a kid, he's like never been enough. And so he trains to be a cop. But then when he is a cop, he's not enough, you know, as a cop because they're just letting like Moon Knight take care of everything. So basically this cop trains to be like Moon Knight and becomes the Black Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some pretty cool scenes in here where he's like trying to figure out, you know, what the Moon Knight's history is. And so we see some like legacy characters in here. We see Jean-Paul Duchamp, who's like the French looking dude, like the tweedly mustache.
Okay.
And this is, his name's Frenchie normally, but that's basically like Mark Spector's boy. When Mark Spector originally went to Egypt, he was like alongside Frenchie.
Okay.
And now he just like works at this restaurant or whatever.
And now he's in The Boys.
Now he's in The Boys. Yeah. He hopped universes.
Yep. Hopped publishers just like that.
Yep. And it's cool to see how the cop becomes like obsessed with replacing Moon Knight. And he like is clearly freaking out his girlfriend with like this obsession.
Yeah.
Because the girlfriend's just like there sitting on the couch watching TV the whole time. But then he like clearly becomes a little bit too obsessed with them and he like wants to kill Moon Knight to replace him so he could be enough finally.
Yeah, and this dude like even like goes and sees like Moon Knight's like old fiance or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, what was her name?
It's like Lauren. Okay. Marlene.
Marlene.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
So yeah, he gets a real detective on him. But he becomes Black Spectre and he basically sets up a trap for Moon Knight, which doesn't work. And then Moon Knight flies in and they fight for a bit. But the Spectre manages to like blow himself up with like another car bomb explosive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Moon Knight basically wins that altercation. And Moon Knight explains that he always wins because he doesn't want to be loved, you know?
Yeah.
So that's basically how that goes. But I just like love this panel where he jumps off of his drone that was like shot down. Hold on, let me find it.
So this dude set up like bombs for like the Moon Knight to come and blows up like the limousine.
Yeah.
And but he wasn't in it.
Yeah. So Moon Knight like had the foresight to see that, you know, coming. Yeah. So he just like has the self-driving limousine just drive into the car bomb.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that like another car bomb goes off, but it hits Black Spectre.
He just blows himself up.
Yeah. Like that's kind of some rookie shit going on.
Yeah. Come on. Dumbass.
Yeah. But I like how like orange, I guess this fight scene is because there's like a lot of fire and stuff going on.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
And this crazy ass like killed his own girlfriend so that he like could be more like Moon Knight and have like no weaknesses or whatever, I guess.
Huh?
He killed his own girlfriend. Like the girlfriend that was like ignoring him at first.
Oh, with the dart?
Yeah.
I didn't even pick that up. I'm just like, oh, he's throwing a dart. He's good at throwing darts now. Yeah, he has like the darts, and he's like, this makes more sense. And I'm like, it does make more sense, like, but it's not
Moon Knight,
as cool.
Moon Knight works alone. No ties. He's technically dead.
Oh, and then he kills the girlfriend. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know. I guess I'm always looking for that sort of thing.
Yeah. But when he creates the darts, they're just like normal, like bar darts, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is more effective. And in my mind, I'm like, it is, but it's not as cool. You know?
Yeah.
Moon Knight really goes for the branding.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's what he's missing.
You just hit a bullseye or something?
Yeah. So I also like the line where Moon Knight says, people who love me suffer and die. I never want to be loved, and that's why I always win.
Yeah.
That shit goes hard, too.
Pretty hard.
And that's how that ends, really.
Yeah, man, that's a trade.
Yeah, it's super fun to read. Obviously, like, we can't do the art justice, so really, just go look. Just go check it out. It's definitely my favorite Moon Knight comic. Easily one of my top three, like, Marvel comics, too.
Yeah, I'm definitely more well-versed in Declan Shalvey's stuff now. I'm pretty sure I've read something that he's been in, but...
Deadpool, maybe?
Probably Deadpool, but I just, like, can't remember. And I've heard his name a lot and seen it around. He's still making stuff, so... Yep. But yeah, good shit.
So, let's get into Back Matter Matters, Daniel.
Back Matter Matters.
We got some variants.
Lots of variants.
We got this first one by Adi Granov. Not familiar with him, but pretty good cover.
But we all know and love Scotty Young.
Scotty Young, yeah.
That's not a Marvel Back Matter without a Scotty Young variant.
Not a Scotty Young cover, yeah. It's like Moon Knight, but his hood is stuck on the sharp end of a crescent moon. It looks like I Hate Fairyland kind of vibes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the moon being alive.
Right.
I don't know who Katie Cook is, but she draws a Moon Knight cow.
No, it's a hippo, dude.
Oh, a hippo? Yeah, you're right.
You thought that was a cow?
I don't know. I just looked at it real quick, and I'm like, that's cute, and I kept going.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure why the hippo was chosen, but...
I don't know either. Maybe she just had to do a bunch of...
Very cute.
Cute animals.
A Bill Sienkiewicz one?
Yes. Bill Sienkiewicz has his own run on Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Of course.
He also is very creative with, like, the designs on the page, and I think that really helps set him apart.
Yeah.
But just good comics in general, you know? In this one, he's, like, sitting on a throne, which looks pretty cool.
For sure. A kick-ass Phil Noto.
I love Phil Noto. I think he'd do great on Moon Knight.
So good.
Yeah. He's got the exact kind of, like, creative minimalism, but, you know... creative compositions and everything like that that I feel like would make a really good Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Stegman, some early Stegman stuff.
With Jason Keith?
Yeah, it looks like a Spider-Man pose because I'm pretty sure he was drawing Spider-Man at the time.
Yeah, probably. I like how what he did with the cape here.
Yeah, it looks like the moon is behind him, but it's his cape.
Yeah, no. Pretty or maybe cool. It is behind him and it's his cape.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know.
Wow.
Actually, it looks like his cape, but yeah, very cool.
Anyway, yeah, so just a lot of variants.
Love that.
Which we love.
I wish there was some process or something. I was kind of excited to read the back matter because I've never read this in trade.
Maybe in... picking these up?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I have, like, most of them. I think the first couple I have, like, second printings of. Because when I started reading it, it was on, like, 9 or something.
Yeah, it's only, like, 2014, so, yeah.
That was, like, when we first started going to the... Or when I first started going to the comic shop that was right next to ASU, and they're closed now.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what they're called. Like, Adventure Comics,
like,
or something.
Didn't you, like, start school and, like, didn't you, like, graduate in 2015?
Yeah.
So.
I graduated and started college in 2015.
Okay, so these would have been coming out. I didn't even start reading comics until you moved in with me.
Yeah, and I made
you.
In,
like, 2015? Yeah.
Do you remember how that happened? Did I just, like, take you to a comic shop?
No, I asked you if you wanted to go to a comic shop.
My eyes lit up.
Yeah. No, you were like, yeah, sure. Like, you seemed like it was something that you'd already done that week or whatever, but you're like, yeah, I'll go, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, I think since we hadn't, like, lived together in so long, I'm like, all right, let's hang out.
What do we do?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he likes comics. I'm like, oh,
let's go bond.
There's a comic shop right there. You want to go to a comic shop?
Yeah.
Because I think I've been to, like, the Cartel that was right next to there. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up, like, Grayson and, like, Robinson of Batman.
Oh, yeah. Those were in the Grayson days.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day. Picking up early Tom King shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him before he was cool.
Yeah. I liked him before DC trusted him on his own series.
I also didn't even know that he was on it until he became cool.
I didn't know people made comics. No, they just showed up.
They just popped up on the shelf.
Yeah. I had no idea how the process happened.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So let's rate this book, Daniel.
You gotta have it, Nathan, with vanilla ice cream and vanilla marshmallows in it.
Vanilla sprinkles.
Vanilla sprinkles and vanilla M&Ms or whatever.
I'm gonna say it's 2 gotta haves it.
Two gotta have it. Oh, Nathan, whipped cream too.
Yeah, whipped cream. I'm gonna say mine's a cookies and cream because it's like white and a little bit of black. You know?
Okay, okay. Yeah, even better.
With white sprinkles.
Because vanilla, that's white. Boring. But yeah. No, this book is not boring.
Yeah, whipped cream, maybe some Oreo crumble. I love cookies and cream ice cream as well. Did
you pronounce the ED when you say whipped cream?
Whipped cream?
You say whipped cream? This sounds like...
What do you mean, wheat thins?
Wheat thins?
I like my whipped cream.
On my wheat thins? No, it's just like whipped cream.
I just say whipped cream.
No, you like whipped cream?
With some whipped cream? It's a lot for your mouth to do.
Anyway, whipped cream.
Yeah, all that. I just, this book's my favorite. It's so good.
I know, you've been trying to get me to read it like since before I was born.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This really got me like, this put Moon Knight as like my top three like Marvel characters.
Yeah.
And I've read Moon Knight since this. So yeah. It's just, that character is just so interesting. And I'm glad that things like this exist. Where this would go hard on like any Marvel character, right?
But yeah, for sure.
The fact that it's Moon Knight is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Because so, I think, but aside from the Khonshu stuff and the limousine,
you can kind of swap them out for.
Yeah, this could characters. Be like Hawkeye doing the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the ghost stuff, because he doesn't have a samurai costume.
Yeah, the ghost stuff just kind of gives it its own Moonlight little flair. But like, yeah. Say if this was like Iron Fist, you know, you could just put dragons in for Khonshu, you know, maybe.
Yeah, dude, this something could have like been like Wolverine, mm-hmm. You know? But anyway.
And he does Wolverine now.
Sure does.
So let's get into the pull list, colon.
Shove it in your box.
Yes, sir.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
You know, I had a huge week this week.
Dude, I went in the shop to get two books, Nathan.
Two books?
And I left with $30 worth.
Oh, okay.
So, no. Because like that.
Tell me everything.
That fucking app. So I got the DC Connect. And I got Jim Rugg's Hulk Grand Design.
That cover looks so good, too.
Isn't this a fucking cool cover?
Yeah.
Did Drew try and sell you on this?
No. They had a ton, so they probably should have. Oh, Drew wasn't there, actually.
He wasn't? Okay. So he put this in my box. I'm like, okay. Because I had Hulk, subscribed to Hulk, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you know what this is? I'm like, yeah, it's Grand Design, like the X-Men and whatever stuff. He's like, yeah, do you know Jim Rugg? I'm like, no. And so I guess Ed Piskor and Jim Rugg have like a YouTube channel where they like.
Oh, he told me about this.
He interviews people and shit like that, like yeah. Creators and stuff like that. And then, you know, takes the audio and makes podcasts with it. And
as you do.
He said that like he was more excited about this than like the other ones.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he's
what was like, that? The podcast had like a really. Not like a long name, but it's hard to remember.
Yeah, I subscribed to it and I don't even remember it.
So. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I got that super sick cover. And I guess like Ed Piskor did a cover too.
Mm-hmm.
But
he did. I think he did the Wolverine one.
Right.
Yeah.
With the which old school Wolverine. Cool. Yeah, and then I got New Burn 4 and 5. I guess I didn't know I had 4.
Yeah,
I didn't have 4.
It's turning into Old Burn now.
Yeah, Old Burn now. good one. And then we got Hulk number 5.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
What cover did you get? Did you get this cover?
I got...
Because this one's brutal.
Yeah. Wait.
It's got, like, Carnage on it.
Oh, no. I didn't get that one. I got the Otto Lee cover.
John Boy Myers.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, neither have I.
His art's great.
Yeah, good shit. And I got...
Dark Ages?
Dark Ages 6. Apparently, yep. I don't have Dark Ages 5, so that's sick.
Gotta go find that.
Yeah, I don't know who did this cover. But anyway. And then I got Batman 1 Dark Knight.
Yes, sir.
By the one and only Jock.
Yep. Written and drawn.
Yep. Didn't read anything. What did you pick up?
I picked up Batman 1 Dark Knight.
Okay.
I also picked up Hulk Dark Ages New Burn, like you did.
I think this is the most we've been like united on like the same shit that we buy.
Well, yeah, because we get excited and then all like, yeah. You told me about Dark Ages and I'm like, fuck yeah.
I did?
No, I told you about that, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, and I read the first one and then you read the rest and you're like, it's great. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you about it because I thought you would be caught up on it and so I was caught up on it.
No, I like
and then you weren't.
Yeah. I also picked up Step by Bloody Step number 2.
Right.
Which is that completely wordless book.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Cy Spurrier?
It's so good. Cy Spurrier writes it.
Did you flip through it today?
I did. I read it.
Nice.
It's incredible, dude.
You mean you looked at it?
I looked at it today. I scanned it with my eyes today.
Yeah.
I also picked up X-Men Unlimited by Declan Shelby. and Jonathan Hickman.
Right.
So that was the one that originated in Marvel Unlimited, which is the Unlimited Scroller comic, but they put it in print. And it,
smart.
I like read it in print, and I'm like, this would be so sick as an Unlimited Scroller. Because there's like points. I didn't think that comics could work so well like that.
Yeah.
And I like actually took pictures of like a couple like points.
Are people still doing that?
Yeah.
The Unlimited Scrollers?
Yeah, I think Declan might even still be on it.
Oh, for sure.
But there's also like a couple other ones. But I guess like most of them are coming out in print, so I could wait for it. But, you know, three months free with Game Pass, maybe I could just get caught up real quick.
Yeah, if you pay for the shit.
Yeah. But let me show you it. Because there's like multiple pages where I could just tell if I was scrolling. Some of the comedic beats would be a lot funnier. But
sure.
There's like the scene where Wolverine and Nightcrawler are teaming up. And like Wolverine just like falls down the shaft. And like Nightcrawler has to like bamf and go pick him up real quick. And then there's like another one where Wolverine like rips open. He's like out in space and he rips open like the hull of a ship. And so it starts with just like AIM agents in space. But then as you scroll, I assume as you scroll down, you would see that it's like Wolverine ripping the ship open. And so that's what it looks like. So it would like look just really cool visually if you were just like scrolling.
Because
you would start with that one, go down, and then you would go down.
You don't look at it as like one panel. You look at it scrolling. From like a top bottom kind of thing.
Yeah. So it would just kind of look like this, and you'd scroll down, and then eventually you'd see like Wolverine there.
Yeah. Okay.
So I could see because like,
since
cool
it's like drawn and written to be in that format, it's probably works better in that way. As long as you know what you're reading. And what it is. Like, if someone just picked that up off the shelves because it was a number one, they might be, like, kind of confused by it, potentially.
Not really.
Or at least not, like...
It still reads like a normal comic, but having that context is like, oh, this would look really cool in that form.
Right. But someone just looks really cool. Someone just going into the shop for the first time, could be picking up, have no idea that there's unlimited comics in the world.
Yeah, well, at the end, there's, like, a little blurb from an editor saying, like, where this is from and, like, what some of the other ones are. And, like, Declan Shelby did, like... He's done like four issues of that so far, which is super cool. But there's other ones as well. So,
dude, just like how long that file is for like the whole thing. And
he does it traditionally.
Oh, shit.
So he basically like, just like he does like that on the page, but then they just like put them together.
If they told me to do that, I would just like get so many pieces of paper and tape them together and then ship it that way.
I would just draw on like some toilet paper.
I would just roll it up.
Yeah, some like one ply maybe, so it's a little bit easier, and then roll it back up. Yeah, ship that out.
They'd be a pain in the dick to like scan and just line it up.
that's not his problem.
It's kind of like a double page spread, because I always think about that. I'm like, do they get two full size pages, just put them together or something, or is it just one that they like stretch out?
He does a traditional page and then he just splits it in half. Based off what I saw when he was like posting some of the process.
Okay.
So it basically would look like how it did in the pages I just showed you.
Right.
But then they would just like split it in half and put one on top of the other.
Interesting. Interesting.
So that one's a lot of fun. I also read, I picked up Iron Fist number 2 as well. I read that. Right. It's pretty fun so far.
Cool.
I wouldn't recommend it unless you're an Iron Fist fan, but sure. I like the ideas that are going into it.
Okay.
And I also read Batman One Dark Night today.
Still good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I could tell that this one, I liked the first issue a little bit better just because it was cool seeing like the map and everything going into it.
Yeah.
But it definitely elevated the story in a way where I'm like, fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that so far. It's like very fast becoming one of my favorite Batman books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
Cool. Pick up anything else?
No, that's it.
I actually read the what's that called?
World's Finest
that you gave me.
How'd you like it?
So much fun.
It is so much fun, right?
Yeah, it was written really well. I'm like, there's so much stuff happening. This is great.
And like how
and
incredible.
Then spoilers, Doom Patrol is in it, and I was so fucking stoked. I was like looking for it. I'm like, because you were like,
I was like,
oh, there's something you're gonna love in this, and there's like a couple jokes in here. I'm like, do you mean that? But then no, I saw like Elastigirl just like fucking huge,
and like Robot Man.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah,
Negative Man doing
and, like,
shit.
They were like. There was a reason that they were there. Like, they worked.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think that, like, a Doom Patrol / Batman Superman book would, like, be that coherent.
Yeah.
But there's, like, a really good reason that they're there, too. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, Dan Mora on top of his fucking game.
Isn't
I had no idea he had, like, the superhero chops like that.
It's It's so good.
Like, I don't need more series, Nathan, but now I'm back on one. I'm on a new one.
I knew you would, because it's just everything is...
Like, I love everything I read from Mark Waid. You know, I haven't...
Yeah.
I don't think I've read anything that I'm like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that yeah, this was, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could care less about, like, another Batman Superman book.
Exactly.
Because I've read one, and it was just fine.
Yeah.
But great team.
This one's something else. It's built different.
And now Doom Patrol's just in it.
Yeah.
So now I want Dan Mora to do a Doom Patrol book.
Oh, dude, that'd be so good.
Or Mark Waid and Dan Mora would be killer.
Oh my God, maybe that's what they're working towards.
Because I don't think there's one right now.
Mm-mm.
And that sucks.
Yeah. So I'm glad you liked it.
So yeah,
I'm glad I gave you the fix.
Thank you for forcing that upon me.
Yeah. Always.
Because it doesn't happen a lot to where you're like, here's my copy. You read this now.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I just read it immediately because I'm like, oh, I have to give this back.
I only try and give you the good stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. I'm like your drug dealer.
Only give me the good stuff. And you get me hooked.
Yeah, now, I did.
Now I'm going to be broke again.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Do you watch anything?
Oh, you know what? So we went to Torpedo Comics in Las Vegas. Picked up some goodies there. That was a lot of fun.
Dude, that like special comic room.
Yeah, the vault, Nathan.
Incredible.
I didn't think I would ever just see any of those comics like in person.
I know, yeah, it's crazy. They had just casually like 3 Amazing Fantasy 15s graded.
Yeah, they're a little beat up, but you know.
But I've just never seen that in person. They have 3 of them. One of them signed by Stan Lee.
Yeah,
they had like the first appearance of Fantastic Four in there. Appearance of Hal Jordan, Green Lantern.
There's Batman #1.
Batman #1. Yeah.
First appearance of Punisher. I've seen one of those, but
still cool. If we just like had a hammer. We're millionaires.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'd get a million for like copies that graded.
Like, I graded. Think you would, especially like Spider-Man.
Isn't it like the 9.0s that get like the
like multi-millions?
Yeah,
but like if we had 3 Amazing Fantasy 15s, that's at least 500k. You know,
right?
So, but actually, I was talking with Sophia about it because I was telling her about it on the drive back from Las Vegas.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, I think if I tried to sell it, I think those copies of those books are tied to like Torpedo Comics, like the specific like damages and stuff like that. They know what copy when it's like that high caliber, they know who owns that copy.
Cause, right.
Cause didn't Nicolas Cage have like his first appearance of Superman stolen? And then like years later, he got back.
That sounds like something that could have happened.
I remember hearing that. And I think like, somebody went to his house for like a party and then he wandered off, stole Superman. And then years later, he tried to like sell it. And then the cops noticed that it was like stolen high art.
Yeah. Cause like, I guess you probably fill out some info when you're getting that shit graded.
Yeah. Anything.
And then you can just report it stolen. And
they could tell that it's yours from the DNA of like,
especially
the damages.
With something so like high, like.
Exactly. So I think if we did bring a hammer with us to go steal all those comics.
I wouldn't sell it. I would just keep it all.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
We would never rob a comic shop.
No.
Don't tie any robbery to us.
Yeah.
We didn't do it.
Don't bring a hammer if you go there. Just look at everything. It's very cool.
It was very clean in there.
Very clean. Very well organized.
Not bashing any other comic shops I've been to recently. But it was very organized. I actually had like a lot of fun just like flipping through
their back issues.
It
was very well organized too, because they had like the titles of the actual things like printed out, so you see like the title design.
And like the way Ash has it, it's like a couple like levels of like back issues, like,
yeah.
But this one was just like,
there's just a lot of space.
It's so like high level. Yeah, it was a big store and so many cool fucking statues,
so many stats.
I've been thinking about that Venom one, like the first one when you walk like
Spider-Man,
like the $700 one that, yeah. I don't think I'd ever justify owning, but
there's not even any room in this.
I'd make room, Nathan. I was thinking about
getting that Yoda out of here.
I was thinking about getting like some of these shelves and just putting them like all around.
That'd be cool.
I think that'd be really sick, because I think Sean Phillips has like a studio like that and it looks fucking sick.
Really?
Yeah. And so I would do something like that.
Cool.
But anyway,
that was cool. Shout out Torpedo
Comics in Las Vegas. Highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in there with a hammer.
Yeah, that was a joke.
They also have
it
like,
won't work.
They had the Boys #1.
Is that the one that you picked up?
No. It was $130. So I got Superior #1. I got Starlight #1. I got the Secret Service #1. I got like an issue of Chew that I was missing. And I think that was it.
Didn't you get a boys comic?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you got like number two or something.
Oh, I saw it. I'm like, they just casually have boys number two just right here.
How much was it? Do you remember?
Like $30.
That was worth.
Yeah, maybe worth it.
So
yeah, just like in like issues of like this book that we've read on like the pod, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, also, in my travels, I was got started on the book DMZ, the Vertigo book.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't finished it because like every time I went to read it, I was like really fucking tired. And
so I'll put you to sleep, huh?
No. Like it's like entertaining enough. I don't know if I'll be like hooked on it by the end of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
But like I get what it is. I don't know if it's like, it's like long form, like it's like 40 issues or something.
Yeah.
So it's not like just all self-contained to the one trade. So far, I'm like, I don't know why they're like, oh, this is coming. It's very exciting.
Next big thing.
It's on HBO Max. So I don't know. I'll probably just finish it unless you want to review it.
No, not really.
And then the show is out. With Rosario Dawson,
season two, we're on it.
we'll keep it in case we
keep really, it in the bank.
Keep it in the bank. Anyway, Nathan, did you watch the first episode of Moon Knight?
Dana, I stayed up until midnight to watch Moon Knight.
And I woke up, went to the gym, had a nice lunch, and then started watching Moon Knight.
Yeah, I was so excited. I'm like, babe, we're staying up. She's like, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, that's okay, I'll stay up.
Sarah's like, you started watching a movie without me? I'm like, this isn't a movie, and it's Moon Knight. You want to watch Moon Knight? She's like, no. I'm like, all right.
Great. Yeah, so I watched it, and I fucking loved it. As a Moon Knight fan, so good.
That's good. Yeah. That's what I'd hope for.
Yeah.
So
they've definitely done some interesting things like this. I don't think this is really reminiscent of any particular run.
Sure.
They just like take the ideas and they like make their own thing with it, which is the identity of Moon Knight, really.
I definitely like the DID stuff. Like they do that really well.
Yeah.
How they
yeah.
just like jump back and forward and it helps out.
Yeah. So it's interesting that they focus on the Stephen Grant one.
Because I'm like, why the fuck I thought his name is Mark. And yeah. So I was like really distraught.
Normally it's Mark Spector, yeah, but they do it really well because that's how you find out that there are other identities that are like the main ones, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But yeah, overall, like, it's awesome. It's in London, which is like a different feel for a Marvel thing.
Yeah, I enjoy everything in New York is fucking dumb.
And like his apartment's all like crowded and messy and stuff. He's got a fish.
Oh, he's got a sick apartment. I would love to live there.
But I like how he knows that he like sleepwalks as he like...
Yeah.
So he like tries to stay up as much as possible, and then when he does go to sleep, he like
that seems
cuffs
bad.
Himself
because like if you're like super tired, don't you go into like a deeper sleep?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
but no. Also you like need sleep, so it's like you can't just stay up.
Well, REM sleep is like the second level of sleep, and so I guess if you're super super tired, you go to like deeper than that to where you're not dreaming.
I don't know, like so sleep stuff like that. But
I think I learned it somewhere.
That's cool.
In like college, like an actual place.
But I like that he tries to avoid it and he like cuffs himself to the bed and he puts sand around. He like tapes his door.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck's the sand about? But I get it now.
Yeah. They do that really well. They just like, there's things there and you're just like, that's weird that he's got sand.
I love the part where he's talking to like the street performer who's like gold and he just like sits still and he's like, it's like his therapist. I'm like, I would do that if I had that idea before. And it's like his therapist and he gives him money for talking to him.
It's like in...
He's like, good catching up.
It's like in New Girl. He talks to like... Nick talks to that like Asian dude. Or that Korean dude.
Oh, dude. What was his name?
It's like Yang or something like that.
Did you know that he died recently? The actor?
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude.
He was so jolly.
He was the nicest dude. Because I think Jake Johnson posted about it.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
That was the best character in the show.
Easily.
Damn.
I was telling Sarah, like, my favorite characters in, like, Game of Thrones, the ones you see, like, twice.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you don't have enough time to hate them, you know?
Exactly. I think that's why, like, there's so many... I feel like every time there's, like, a new X-Men that's in, like, one issue, it's, like, somebody's favorite X-Men, you know?
Yeah.
like, my favorite X-Men's Dupe. But it's, like, it's not like he's in a lot, you know?
Right. Tran. His name is Tran.
Tran, that's what it is, yeah. I like the action scenes in Moon Knight.
Dude, there's like one action scene. What the fuck are you talking about?
But it's like, it's funny because there's like, okay, we're about to get into some action. And then he like falls asleep and then the action's done. And you're like,
he was falling asleep. It looked like he was like being like possessed or something.
Yeah, he was in like a high pressure situation. And then he like clearly turns into like his other persona.
So I know this will be like revealed later. So spoilers in case Nathan knows, but like, what's the voice?
That's Khonshu.
That's Khonshu? Okay.
I can only assume it would be Khonshu.
And so
unless it's like Mark Spector. No, it's definitely Khonshu.
Is the persona Mark Spector Moon Knight?
That Mark Spector was the original one when they didn't have any Moon Knight shit going on.
Okay.
Mark Spector was the mercenary that died, got shot, and then bled out just before he got to like Egypt. He like bled somewhere? Out and he was like right next to the Khonshu like statue. Uh-huh. And that's when like Khonshu chose him to be like his herald or whatever and basically like raised him from the dead almost.
Okay.
Or gave him his new power. And then later on, then he gets like the dissociative identity disorder. But in here, there's clearly going to be like a different origin, I think. I don't know how that's going to turn out. But yeah, I definitely think the voice in the head is Khonshu. And I like that Khonshu just hates Stephen Grant.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, oh, not this guy again. He can't do anything for me.
I hope he doesn't end up being like a comic relief kind of thing.
No, I don't want them to do like a Venom, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll, I think they'll keep it serious, but I love the times when we do see Khonshu. Like, that shit's freaky.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's the bird head guy.
The Birdman.
Yeah, it's Birdman.
It's Michael Keaton's Birdman.
it's that one guy in the Miami Heat, Birdman.
Yeah.
It's,
Larry Bird?
No. There's some other
guy.
Oh,
not Miami. Yeah, he's not Miami Heat.
It's the rapper Birdman.
yeah, I like what they do with mirrors, too.
Yeah, that seems like...
It's very cool.
It works really well.
Apparently, like, Oscar Isaac's brother steps in because he's the person that most looks like Oscar Isaac. And so
when
they do the mirror thing...
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, like, the back of his head or something.
Well, yeah, but, like, there's moments where he's talking to him and you see both of them in the frame.
Okay.
But it's cool, like, when he's looking at a mirror and he's like, oh, fuck, I'm going crazy, aren't I? And then he turns away, but in the mirror, he's, like, still looking straight.
Yeah.
I love all those effects like that.
Yeah, that's done really well.
Also, so, his love life is pretty difficult because he like
love it.
Will just pass out for days on end.
Yeah, because like the tour guide was hot. I'm like, good for him.
Yeah, he's like,
he's just the gift shop boy. Bitch.
Yeah, I think I think Mark Spector, like the Mark Spector persona or whatever, asked her out on a date.
Yeah, probably.
There's also Jake Lockley. I don't know what they're doing with that yet.
Is Jake Lockley like Mr. Knight or something?
Jake Lockley is like a taxi driver.
Okay, so would they call him Mr. Knight if he was like Mr. Knight?
I don't know. I haven't seen Mr. Knight yet.
Fuck. No, like in the show though, or in the comics.
Oh, in the comics they call him Mr. Knight, yeah.
Okay. How many like identities does he have?
He's got three identities. He's got Mark Spector, Jake Lockley, Stephen Grant. And then as Moon Knight, he's just got his normal Moon Knight outfit and then Mr. Knight.
But who is he when he's like Mr. Knight and like Moon Knight?
Mark Spector.
In both of those?
In both of them, yeah.
Okay.
To my understanding, yeah.
Gotcha.
And so
can Khonshu just like control him? Like when he's like Steven?
It seems like that's the case in this show. I don't know how they're going to approach it. It seems like Stephen Grant either has to go to sleep so that he can't restrict that, or he has to like let them take over.
Right.
Because when he's talking to himself in the mirror, when he's about to fight the demon dog or whatever, it seemed like Mark Spector was looking back at him in the mirror and he's like, let me handle this. You know,
he was, but so, I'm talking about like when he had like the little bug thing, the little golden...
Oh, the scarab.
Golden scarab.
Yeah.
And he was like, wouldn't open his hand.
Yeah.
So I was like, huh.
That was interesting. I think if he really needs to, I guess.
I'm sure it won't even like come up again.
Yeah. But Ethan Hawke is playing some cult dude.
Yeah.
That's not a Harrow character I really something. Recognize.
Apparently he's like shown up like three times in like the comics.
I think he's like a doctor.
It might be like a fake out kind of thing.
Yeah, it seems like they just chose the character.
Some people think he's Dracula. I'm like, what?
He's Mephisto, Daniel.
Mephisto.
It must be.
I don't know. The first scene of the show was so dumb to me. I'm like, I know this is supposed to be like intimidating or whatever, but he just puts broken glass in his shoes and then just goes and walks around.
I was like, if this is Moon Knight, I'm shutting it off. But it wasn't. It was Ethan Hawke as whatever character.
Yeah.
I think I have like a theory.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw it out there. It's kind of wild.
Okay.
I think Ethan Hawke's character is connected to Kang in some way.
Perhaps.
Because he does that thing where he judges people, right?
Yeah.
And the first guy who's like, I love you, you're good. And then the second old lady, she was good, but she didn't pass the goodness test because of something that would probably happen later.
Yeah.
I think that's somehow like a time thing related to Khonshu, but or Kang. But I also think that because there was a Moon Knight comic where Kang, who is somebody that lived back in like ancient Egypt, was trying to get some relics kind of scattered throughout the Marvel universe, and one of them was a scarab, and that was like a Moon Knight was like involved in that.
Oh.
And like there's also like
You heard it here first, folks.
So I think Ethan Hawke's character is connected to Kang in some way, because we just saw Kang too in Loki.
Yeah, so it's not off the table.
So this is sound in my head.
I think that would be a cool reveal.
And I think,
but I think this should be like self-contained.
I hope it is, honestly. But I think if they have to like tie it in some way, that's probably the most natural way to do it. Because maybe he doesn't know how he has these powers.
They don't have to tie anything at all. The Marvel logo ties it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But I agree. I want this to be its own thing. And I think there's only planned like one season, so we'll see.
It was cool, like how this whole episode had like a lot of horror vibes to it.
I loved that,
which is really sick. I was like, "Wow, this is like
they nailed very, that." Because like
they definitely nailed like the serious aspect of it, you know?
Yeah, like when he woke up in wherever he was in that midsummer ass looking place.
Yeah,
and then like Khonshu's like walking up behind him.
Yeah,
that scene you don't even see his face because yeah, that shit was cool. He's got like Ragman powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end, it just like I don't know, comes out of his dick or whatever, and it like turns him into Moon Knight.
Is the suit like animated? Like I get like when it comes on.
That's animated, yeah.
But it seems like the way his cape is flowing and just him moving in general, it looked animated to me.
I think the cape is animated and I think the eyes are animated, but I don't think anything else is.
The eyes I understand, but it's like it's not very practical. I guess if it's this thing that just like appears, it can look whatever, but
yeah.
It's not like some uniform he puts on.
I think he does put a thing on.
Okay.
But I don't think it's the cape, because the cape does flow in a very elegant way that like gravity wouldn't allow it to.
Yeah.
But it also looks very silky, and which makes it seem like very CGI.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm like, that's like, is this whole thing animated?
Yeah.
I'll have to like wait until like there's some moment where he's like talking to somebody or just sitting still.
Yeah.
But I didn't really like that.
I liked how it ended though. Like, he's just in the situation, he's got to let go, and then we see Moon Knight, and you're like, fuck yeah.
And he kicks ass, and then we just got to wait till next week.
It turns from, like, this demon dog is going to fuck him up, and then when he turns into Moon Knight, the demon dog's trying to get away, and he, like, drags him back into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Throws the sink. How do you throw a sink that hard?
Yeah.
So, very cool.
I'm glad we got to see at least, like, one fight scene at, like, the very end.
Yeah, I think from now on, it's not going to just be...
Yeah, they leave in some sort of mystery aspect to it.
Which in that driving scene, I thought it was very fun, but some of the CGI there was a little corny.
I wasn't really looking that hard.
I'm
like, oh no, he's driving backwards. You know,
that part was fun. I like how he's like driving forward, and then he like pops back in, and he's like driving backwards. Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, I'm like, how did they get to this point?
Yeah.
It's very narrow.
So it's super fun.
Yeah,
I'm very happy with it. Like,
I'm glad that you're happy with it because I don't know enough about it, because I was watching it. I'm like, I don't know if this is accurate, if I should be liking this or not.
Yeah.
I was trying to just like absorb it with fresh eyes, since they are fresh eyes.
I think everybody should approach it that way and think it'll be very enjoyable.
Yeah. So you're like, my gauge if it's good or not.
I had high expectations and it like met those for sure. So I'm very excited.
I'm just upset that we only got the one episode.
Yeah.
But it's only six.
It's only six. So it'll be like a month and a half of us talking about it.
Yeah.
I do think after reading the comic we did just read, I think it would have looked better if they went with like that design, like the black and white looking Moon Knight.
Yeah.
With like the crescents and everything. I think that would look better.
If they did that design in this book, it would have been so fucking cool.
It would have been great, right? It's simple enough, but I understand that they have to do like the rags and everything to like make it make sense somehow. But I think...
Is it Ragman like an Egyptian thing too?
I don't know. I don't know enough about him.
I think...
There's a one good Ragman run, so we could do that.
Is there?
Yeah.
But that newer one that came out like a couple years ago?
No, but that same guy, Neil Adams, has done a Ragman book. That was supposed to be like the good one.
Oh, okay.
So
I just remember that like Christmas issue, or that like 8-pager that was in the special.
Oh,
the
yeah.
DC special. I like completely forgot about that until I re-listened to an episode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. Anyway. Good stuff, Nathan.
Good stuff.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yes, yes. What are we going to read? What are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
I think we got to read one of our good friend Sam's recommendations.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should start with Weatherman.
I think that's a great idea, Nathan.
That sounds really great. Sounds like that's one of those books, a again, I said last week, I always looked at it and I was like, that looks great. I should read it.
I did not think that, but I've seen it before. And so...
So we'll do the weatherman.
I just needed someone to tell me, you know, and Sam was the one to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Should Sam, we just like up. do a series of just reading the four things that Sam recommended?
I think we'll definitely get to them pretty soon. Yeah, but okay. If like other things will come up, we'll get to that because there's another thing coming up pretty soon, right?
Hold on, let me look it up.
No, The Boys is coming up pretty soon, right?
That's June.
What comes out in April? Something does.
Lego Star Wars. Hold on,
Lego Star Wars.
Stop distracting me, Nathan.
Okay, fine.
I'm working here. All right. Our next thing is Morbius. That comes out tomorrow, Nathan.
Do you want to read Morbius?
If we can agree on something.
Okay.
And then we'll go see the movie. Then, dude, is Doctor Strange come out in May?
Yeah.
May 6th?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm very excited
That's so soon. All right, so I try to look into this, but there's not really any Spider-Man runs that are super definitive with him in it. There was like a recent one by Vita Ayala, but a lot of people didn't like it.
I mean, it's Morbius. So I feel like whatever we choose is not going to be super highly regarded.
I suppose.
There's a Giuseppe Kim and Coley one, but I don't think that was collected in trade.
Yeah, I think it's just one issue or something.
So it looks like we either have the living vampire or... Hold on.
Old wounds.
Or old wounds. And I kind of just want whatever... I don't really recognize a lot of the people on there. It's other like, than Vita Ayala.
Oh, that's like... Dude, the living vampire is like 9 issues.
Oh, so let's do old wounds.
The one that we were told not to read. So just look at the reviews real quick, dude.
Well, like the 9-issue one was rated worse.
Was it?
Yeah, one's 3.5 stars. The one that you were talking about is 4.5.
Dude, the old wounds
also,
one?
The reviews like aren't even a good gauge anymore because they tie in with the Amazon reviews and people will rate it 0 stars if it came shitty.
Waste of time, fight, guest starring Spider-Man.
Cool, I'm in.
Lazy and uninspired.
Love it. I can't wait. We haven't done a book that we hated in a while.
I hate every book. No, that's it. I think we can skip this one.
Okay. So do you want to do the Weatherman
I think it was pretty strange that they made a Morbius movie in general.
Sony had to pick something, you know?
Yeah, so a C-level Spider-Man villain. But yeah, let's just do the Weatherman.
Cool. That's ideal for me.
Is it free?
I think it's on Comixology. Oh, the main character's name is Nathan.
We're not reading this shit. Not on Comixology Unlimited. 195 pages, 6 issues. Wow, 5 out of 5 stars. That's crazy. But yeah, Weatherman Volume 1. Do you got this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good. It's not 5 out of 5 stars. It's 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, no. That was the first review I read then.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Cool. The Weatherman, Nathan.
The Weatherman Volume 1.
We'll get into it.
From Image.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. If you have any recommendations, email us at tradewaiterspod@gmail.com.
We'll get to them.
Tweet at us at tradewaiterspod. Tell us if you watch Morbius.
Tell us if you like it. Tell us if the Morbius book is good.
Yeah, if you have any Morbius recommendations.
I'm sure we got a lot of Morbius fans out there. They want Morbius, you know?
More Morbius. Yeah. Anyway. We're on Twitter, Trade Raiders on TikTok.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Later.